Hello, my name is Opal Singleton. I am the president and CEO of Million Kids. I hope you'll follow us on social media. We are part of the Riverside County Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force, and this is a Million Kids Insider Alerts. I haven't done too many of these lately because I've been traveling and speaking, and it feels so good to be out among people again. But Insider Alerts are something that we do 2 to 3 times a week when we can and when we're in town. And the idea is to share with you new cases, new case analysis, new technologies, maybe legislation, keeping you informed in the latest things that are happening in sex trafficking, social media exploitation, child pornography, and even sextortion. Well, this is a sextortion case. Now, you may wonder about this case because the defendant in this case, and now actually prosecuted and sentenced, lives in Washington State. But many of his victims are in California, and the victim that actually brought this case to fruition, to the attention of law enforcement, is actually in New York. So this is the reason for my book, Societal Shift, A World Without Borders, A Home Without Walls, because no longer do you just worry about the guy down the street. The perpetrator can be from anywhere in the world as long as they're online. Well, the perpetrator in this case is Joshua Henry Punt. He's 39 years old. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison for enticing kids to send illicit photos and videos. He was charged with 4 counts: production of child pornography, enticement of a minor, distribution of child pornography, and advertisement of child pornography. So he lived in Washington State. He did plead guilty to using Kick and Snapchat to connect with the girls. He pressured them to send sexually explicit images of themselves, and he used the material to demand more content with the threat of publicly posting the images that he had already received. This is absolutely common way that sextortion people work. They will meet a young person and they'll pretend to be somebody else. In this case, he actually took videos and photos of other people off of websites, off of YouTube sites, pretending to be them. He met his victims most often on Snapchat and Kick. And these are common apps that our kids will often use and meet up and talk with strangers. In this case, according to the U.S. attorney that was prosecuting the case, we warn our kids about stranger danger, somebody that they might encounter in their neighborhood. But this is important to understand, that in a world without borders, we must be vigilant about who our young people are talking to online. There were 8 child victims in this case. They came from New York, from California, from Arkansas, Texas, Nevada, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. It didn't matter where they lived. As long as they're online, they can be accessed. He would come on and look like a hot young stud, if you will. He was using YouTube personalities. He would start up conversations, and it would develop into that fantasy relationship. Many of you have purchased my book, Seduce, The Grooming of America's Teenagers. Well, that's how all of this usually starts. It starts in a fantasy. You think you've got or meeting somebody really cool, really hot, and you start to fall in love, and you begin to create an image of what might really be happening here. But the truth is, it's not based on reality. What these victims did not know is that he was recording their video and their images with a second phone. And that is not uncommon. Once the victims maybe started to pull back and be a little suspicious of the behavior, he would start to threaten them then to send the photos to victim schools, to coaches, to other people, unless they complied with the demand, and force them to send him more explicit photos and videos. That is normally how it works. You start off with one photo. It may not all be that awful, okay? It could be just a little something off the shoulder, but the kid already is starting to feel shame and embarrassment and fear that somebody's going to see it. The number one demand of all sextortioners are that they will want more photos, and they get you deeper and deeper in so that you feel like that you can't get out. The judge in this case, I give him a lot of credit. He said, there are no words to express how serious this crime is. The weight of the damage will go on for scores of decades, rippling through these young girls' lives. You can see the pain in those girls, and you continue to do it anyway. 8 precious, innocent young girls, you tortured them. Well, I'm proud of Judge Benjamin Settle. I don't know him, but not everyone seems to understand just how devastating the crime of sextortion is. If it will change your life forever, it changes how you perceive yourself. It changes your trust level. It changes that sense of self-worth that makes you operate from a shame-based position, so you're easier to recruit and seduce for other kinds of sexual exploitation. I'm proud of this judge that he understood that this crime that was committed here changed these girls' lives forever. These are 8 young girls. A couple of them are only 12 years old, just coming out of puberty. They're getting their moral identity, their sexual identity, and their relationship identity, their ability to trust and have that healthy kind of relationship that we want our kids to know. Well, the lawyer for Mr. Putt went to a familiar place in this case. He's never had any mental health support. He's schizophrenic. There's a lot of mitigating and complicating circumstances with this case. Well, there may be. I don't know if he was schizophrenic or not. But he was stable enough to become the administrator of a large-scale child pornography ring. And that's how these things work. You see, it isn't just that your child's been violated in that one activity. These photos, this man ran a child pornography ring. Now, those of you who follow us know that I often talk about the dark web and bulletproof hosting and offshore child pornography rings. But this one was being ran on Kick. And we have seen others on Kick. And what he's doing is that he is literally bringing together a group of pedophiles, getting them to send the photos and the videos, and distributing them back out all over the world. So he's an administrator. I will share with you that I think that is one of the heartbreaking kinds of things that is happening in child pornography rings. Because once you become an administrator, you usually demand that others send in photos and videos on a regular basis, whereas the administrator, you check to make sure that they're not being photoshopped. Because if they are, it's very likely that you're law enforcement. And so that's what these child pornography rings do, is they demand new members send content. And if you don't send content, you don't get to stay on. And, you know, we've often talked about these child pornography rings. It might have 60,000 members, maybe 215,000. The Welcome to Video child pornography ring operating in the dark web had over 1 million photos. Do you understand the impact of that on the victim of sextortion? They send that photo in and it goes out on one of these rings. It can go out to 20,000 people just like that. It can go out to 100,000 and in some cases, 1 million people. And it stays out there forever because then they pass them on themselves. And your life has changed forever. That is not 10,000 photos, that's 10,000 young people who were violated either by sending the photo themselves and being blackmailed or being physically violated by an adult and sending them in, and they go off forever and ever and other people end up seeing them. Well, this case started with a 15-year-old girl that decided to report. She's in New York, he's in Washington State. They are literally a continent, a country apart. But what happened is now this girl apparently had a fantasy relationship at one point with him because she said she was engaged to someone she thought was 17 years old and that she met him on Kick. So she's taking this very seriously. She didn't just lightly take her clothes off and send them to some stranger. She believes she's in a relationship. That's what we call the seduced book. It's all about the fantasy relationship, the love trap that goes on there. He demanded 3 days later the girl send him explicit material. When she did, he wanted more and more. And when she said no, he threatened to share those photos and videos to his hometown, meaning that he's a long ways away and she can't stop it if she does not give him more photos. He sent screenshots to the girl of a candid conversation from the Kick group in which he shared photos of the group members' reactions as well. So, do you get what is happening? He is explaining to her that her photos have already gone out on a pornography site that he's the administrator, and he shares their comments about her. So, she feels absolutely trapped. Do you know that 58% of kids will go out and meet a pedophile trying to negotiate back that photo before they tell someone else? Well, this young lady, she didn't do that. Of course, he's a long ways away, but she went and she told her parents in this case, and her parents handled it correctly. The complaint said the girl created and sent more photos at first to prevent her from being made public. That is a common thing until you realize there will never be enough photos in the world to be able to stop this kind of blackmail. The only way out of a blackmail prison is to tell someone, and then we as an adult must be trained to listen. So this girl's case started, and I want you to understand the power of what this girl did. Because this 15-year-old girl told her parents, and her parents contacted law enforcement, this investigation began, and literally thousands of more kids could be saved. She's brave, and she and her parents did what is right. If you believe your child is a victim of sextortion or social media exploitation, listen up to this. Talk with them. Let them know, first of all, the minute they send a naked photo, that they are going to be in a prison. But if they're there, I want you to know that you're not alone. This is one lonely place to be for a victim of sextortion. If you think your child's behavior's changed and you think it might be related to online social media exploitation, watch their behavior. Their grades may drop. Even many, many smart kids, straight A students, get caught up in this and suddenly they can't go to school. They become very secretive with the devices. They open and close the device once you come into the room. They may start cutting or becoming bulimic or anorexic. They may not be able to sleep. They may start running away. They don't know what to do and they're scared. Or they're maybe trying to get away so that they can meet up and get the photo back. They may need to try to get large sums of money. Some of these people demand money fast. And they may show signs of a fantasy relationship. In this case, the girl thought that he actually cared and that they were actually engaged. Now, here's the deal. If you think your child is a victim of sextortion, I want you to know this is the loneliest, deepest, shame-based place a person can ever be. So approach your child in a non-judgmental way. Get yourself calm. Do not wag your finger, make wild allegations. Sit quietly with your child and say, you know, I see you dealing with something really deep here. And, you know, can we talk about that? And give them room to talk. If they don't say anything, say, you know, maybe you have, it's possible you have one of those photos on the internet. Then again, just wait. Tell them that you hope it's not true, but if it is, you are going to be with them. They are not alone. You are going to help them work through it. Now, I will tell you, this is the hardest thing you and your child will ever do. Do not delete the photos. In fact, you might want to screenshot them. Do not share them with everybody else, okay? That's important. Your child's self-worth, their shame behavior is at stake here. So don't go showing them all around or shaming them more. Go to law enforcement. Had that young 15-year-old girl not reported to her mother, and her mother and her dad went to law enforcement, millions, maybe thousands more kids would have been in trouble. Go to your local law enforcement and take the phone and the social media with you and ask the cybercrime unit to interact on behalf of your child. And then when that's done, get counseling. Your child may need separate counseling from you. You know, if you're struggling with sexual shame, I've always said that sex is the only bodily function connected to the soul. And that shame can be very, very deep. So get your child counseling. And then you, husband and wife, go and get your own counseling. It will wear on your relationship with each other. And it'll wear on your relationship with your child and your other children. Go and get some counseling. Develop a family strategy where you can work with law enforcement and help, literally help, perhaps thousands of other victims. And let your child know they have not been damaged in your eyes. Well, I hope that you will take this to heart. I care deeply about the subject of sextortion. I've been training on it now for 8 years. I've watched it develop into a massive global epidemic, and we have worked with Giving University, another organization. We have a producer by the name of Stephen Peek, and the movie is in the can. I got to see it the other day, and I am just absolutely thrilled. It's been way too long in coming because of the COVID difficulties, but I have seen it, a full-length feature film called Sextortion, The Hidden Pandemic. We are in all the post-production activity right now of getting relationships with live streamers and film festivals and corporations and like that. So stay tuned. On February 8th, it will release. If you want to be included in that release, let us know. We will be making announcements as it goes. I am seated. I am head over heels thrilled. I couldn't be happier for that. So this is Me and Kids Insider Alert. I hope you'll share with everyone you know. And we will see you next time on Me and Kids Insider Alert.